I'm hungry. When do we eat? Do you guys like to go on trips in the car? Do you? Do you like to go on long trips in the car? What's the longest trip you've been on in a car? Where have you been? Myrtle Beach? That is a long ways. Okay, where have you been? In a car? Really? That's a really, really long trip, isn't it? That's like 2 days, isn't it? Where have you been? Tennessee? That's a pretty long trip. Probably get there in 1 day or so, but that's a long trip. How about you? West Virginia in a car? That's a pretty good day's journey, right? I don't know about you, but when I'm traveling, I get hungry. You guys get hungry? Do Mom and Dad sometimes have food for you in the car? Snacks? You get snacks sometimes, like some Shamu whale crackers? Would you eat those in the car? How about some, I don't know, anyone like sunflower seeds? Would you eat those? Do you? All right. And granola bars, that kind of thing. Would you have those as snacks in the car? What's your favorite snack in the car? What's yours? You like granola bars? What do you like? You like sunflower seeds? Anyone like animal cookies? Okay. Alrighty. But can you go all the way to Myrtle Beach with this kind of food? Could you? Could you go all the way to Florida with this kind of food? At some point, we got to have something a little better than this, don't we? Something to fill up our tummies a little bit more. Eventually, does Mom and Dad get out something more like this? Maybe something like a sandwich? Yeah? And maybe some fruit or something like that? Would that be a little better for your tummy while you're traveling, maybe? Have you had lunch on the road like that before? Have you? Okay. Did you hear the Old Testament reading today? There was a guy who was going to take a journey. Actually, he's on the run. Do you know who I'm talking about? He's running away. He's on a journey. Do you know who I'm talking about? Did you hear? It's a prophet. His name is Elijah. Can you say Elijah? Elijah, okay. Why is he running? Because Queen Jezebel is mad at him. Really mad. And she wants to take his life. So he is running away. But as he's traveling, guess what happens? He gets hungry. So hungry, he can't go on anymore. So he sits down under a tree and he says, "Oh, my life is so bad. My ministry is so bad. God, why don't you just take my life?" And that's what I'm going to be talking about today in the sermon. Take my life, Lord. And what does God do? First of all, gives him a snack, okay? The angel comes and gives him some food, and he's starting to feel a little bit better, okay? And then he lays down, he goes to sleep, and here comes the angel again. This time gives him a nice, good lunch, all right, to fill up his tummy. And with the strength of that food, he is ready to go on and perform his ministry, all right? God has given you food, hasn't He? Yeah? Every day do you get to eat? Do you know what you're going to be eating today? We're eating hamburgers at our house. We're going to grill some hamburgers. Anybody know what you're going to eat? No? But we thank God for our food every day that strengthens us, right? To go to school and to play and to do all the things we do and to tell others about Jesus. But I want to tell you about a very special kind of food today that God gives us too. Did you hear the gospel reading today? What did Jesus say? Did you hear it? I am the bread. What? The bread of life. Did you hear it? Let's say that with me. I am the bread of life. And then he says, whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that he gives is his own flesh. He gave his life on the cross to die for our sins and and rose again to save us forever and ever. And now when we believe in him, we eat the bread of life. That's better than this bread, isn't it? It's better than anything in this bag, isn't it? Because this is the bread that is for eternal life. So we thank God today that as we gather here, he strengthens us on the bread of life, so that we can go out and tell others about Jesus and be strong in our faith. So let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, our thanks to you for the bread of life, Jesus Christ our Lord. Strengthen our faith so that we may be your sons and daughters always in all that we do and say. Jesus, we pray in your name. Amen. All right, thanks for coming up today, guys. Go home and enjoy your lunches after church. I'm getting hungry already.